All right, so this is going to be the last year, probably till, you know, Likutei Moharan in terms of Tiyan Sukkos. So I figure we'll do maybe a shorter piece today. That's more to get to Sukkos as Achana. So there's a number of places in Likutei Moharan where he talks about Sukkos, but they're like larger, longer pieces, so it's hard to begin. So we'll do a piece, if you do Likutei Moharan Tinyana, Torah Pei Aleph. Okay, so it's on. It's on page Lamed Ches in these editions, but like the second Lamed Ches. The numbers start again in Tinyana. So again, Pei Aleph in Tinyana. So this is it's a shorter piece. It's about the Avodah Simcha. So Sukkis is Man Simcha Seinu. So as we know, every Yontif, every one of the Shalosh Regalim, every Yontif has a mitzvah Simcha v'Samachti v'Chagecha. Is anything that's called the Chag, as a mitzvah simcha. It's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, according to many Rishonim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur also. But as we know, the Nusach of Davening, Sukkos, is Man Simcha Seinu. There's certainly a heightened level of simcha on Sukkos. So this is a piece where he talks about the Avodah of Simcha, the Inyan of Simcha. So he says like this, Pei Aleph, Kishodim Esameach Atzmai B'Simcha Shel Mitzvah, when a person makes himself happy through Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which, by the way, there's really two points in there. First of all, Simcha is not something that happens to you. You're Mesamech yourself. You make yourself happy. So, again, it's a big klal in Avodas Hashem. Things that are passive, things that happen to you, b'derech klal, you always have to question it, whether it's holy or not. It's not necessarily, you know, the Pasuk says, we say every day in Davening, Al tiftichu b'nedivim. Don't trust nedivim. So what does it mean, Nedivim? So the simple pshat, Atizmu Nedivim, means don't trust people. Don't trust people. But the Baal Tanya Teich, Atizmu Nedivim, means that things that come easily, like in a dove, like a gift, don't trust it. Things that come very, very easily, they might seem to be holy, but very often they're not. So it's not guaranteed that it's not, but it needs to be discerned. The nature of Kedusha is that it takes Avodah. And the nature of Kedusha is the environment that's conducive to Kedusha is an environment of being poyel, of being active. Hashem is active. So the more active a person is, the more in tune with Elokus they can be as well. So when a person is just sitting back and waiting for happiness to come, even if it does come, it might not necessarily be so holy. It might not be bad, but it might not be so holy. So the ikar is to be mesamech yourself. You might need an environment that's conducive for it, but it has to come with an avodah. That's number one. And number two, the simcha is simcha shel mitzvah. It's associated with avodas Hashem. I mentioned in the past that it's only through 613 can a person have any connection to Hashem. It has to be in that context. It doesn't necessarily have to be the act of a ma'aseh mitzvah, but at least in the context of avodas Hashem of mitzvahs. So, kishadim esamech atzmei b'simcha shel mitzvah, v'asimcha gedola kol kach, and the simcha so great, ad shenegas ad ragalov, until it reaches the feet, haynu, shemarakeid mach ma'simcha, that the person dances because of the simcha. So, that's how great the simcha is, that it gets all the way to the feet, so to speak. Zav b'chin enikra v'navi levav chachma. So, this is a madrega that the Pasuk in Tehillim is referencing, V'navi levav chachma. What does that mean, V'navi levav chachma? Haraglayim heim netzach v'hoid. And we know the feet correspond to the midas in the spheres of netzach and hoid. And we know the Zohar says, netzach and hoid b'chinas nevi'im. That's where the nevi'im draw their energy from, in the higher world of netzach and hoid. So, navi is a reference to the feet, therefore. So, V'navi levav, so v'navi levav means that the feet are able to be elevated and being on the same page and an extension of the heart through the simcha of the heart. So when the simcha that's in the heart is so great that it encompasses and brings the feet on the same page, that's called v'navi levav chachma. Because the simcha of the heart uplifts the feet. It's interesting. He doesn't explain what the term chachma over here is. But from the context, it seems that the word chachma over here is associated with the simcha. So the navi levav chachma, that the feet, which is navi, becomes connected and an extension of the heart through the simcha that the heart is feeling, which is chachma. It's interesting that chachma would be a term over here that's associated with simcha. But I was thinking this before I came here. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Sukkah, where he talks about Simchas Beis HaSheva, so which the Gemara says is like, you know, the greatest simcha of all. So the Rambam over there, he says a funny, like not funny, but like an interesting. I don't know if we would have thought this language to use, but the Rambam says like this. It's the end of Hilchas Lulav. The Rambam, it's the last halach in Halachas HaSukkahs. He says, "Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, the simcha that a person has, you know, that a person rejoices in the mitzvah, in performing mitzvahs, u'b'havas hakel, and u'b'havas Hashem shetziva behem, that commanded in them." Again, so it's the Rambam also. Simcha is associated with mitzvahs. Doing the mitzvah, being mesameach over the fact that Hashem commanded you to do the mitzvah. So it's not out of nowhere. It's connected to Taryag. Avoida gedoyli, it's a big avoida. V'kol menea atzmei v'simcha zu. So it's interesting. It says Rambam, anyone that holds themselves back from that simcha, roili firmenu, it's the person is going to have to answer to that. Shnemar tachas ha-shleivad, and so on. And then Rambam says, v'kol amegis daitai, v'choyle kovid la'atzmei, u'miskabe be'enav, v'mekoymes elu, and anyone that is haughty and takes honor for himself. So, in other words, he's not being besimcha because of his gaiva, because of his, I can't lower myself to allow myself to be besimcha like the riffraff. So he says, Elu chayte v'shayte. He's a sinner and he's a shayte. And he's a shayte. Because he goes on to say, because that's the greatest covet of all for a person to be able to be besimcha with Hashem. That's the greatest covet of all. So it's interesting. So the Rambam says that very often, what holds a person back from allowing himself to be besimcha, ad kedei kach. The Rambam then goes on to describe the way it's supposed to be, like Dovin HaMelech, that he says that he was mecharker, mefazfez, that he's dancing, mamish dancing with all the kaiches. So what holds a person back from that level of simcha, where it reaches even the feet, says the Rambam, it's megas daitai, it's because of a gaiva, because of a conceit, it's like, it's unbecoming for me to allow myself to, you know, to go all out and to be besimcha. And says the Rambam, because of the person is a sinner, he's a shaita. Because that gaiva is really silliness, because the greatest pride of all is to allow oneself to be like David HaMelech, to be besimcha with Hashem. So you see what the Rambam himself is doing, is that the midah that a person needs in order to allow oneself to be besimcha very often is chachma, because chachma means not to be a shaita. And chacham also means humility, koyach ma, the koyach of being nothing. So it's the lack of chachma that very often the Rambam is saying. Lack of chachma stops a person from allowing their simcha to get all the way to the feet. They can be happy on the inside, but to allow them to really express it and to give in to that simcha, very often it's coming from a place of yeshus, needing to hold themselves in a certain place, which is all, and that whole inyan of thinking that itself is your covet of not allowing yourself to be besimcha, that's also shtos. So that's the, maybe that's also what the basiyasim. Yeah, it has to be in that context. Yeah, exactly. So that's what Rav Nachman is saying over here as well. Again, so v'navi levav chachma. So a person that has the midah of chachma, which allows themselves to have to the simcha of the heart, to really connect to the feet as well, to go all out, not to be so. Mindful of what others are thinking of you, and so on. So the navi al-chachma, the feet, the navi is able, the kaych of neviim, that's the feet, is able to elevate to the heart. By the way, this is also connected to the fact that the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, that by simchas beis hasheva, why is it called simchas beis hasheva? Right? So simple pshat, because that's when they would draw out the water, right? But the Yerushalmi says, shemisham shayavim ruach ha-kaydesh, that simchas beis hasheva was because through the simcha over there would be nevuah. Ruach HaKadosh and nevuah would come, right? Yoina ben Amitai, famously, his nevuah came by Simchas Beis HaSheva. So yeah, I guess simple, I guess, you know, the Gemara says in Brachas that a person can't be a Navi unless you're b'simcha, but it doesn't sound like, it sounds like, the simple pshat in that Gemara that a Navi could only be a Navi when he has Simcha is that there's like a side condition. In other words, the Rambam says in the beginning of not, you know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah and Amar Nevuchim, there's a certain mahalach of what the training that a Navi has to have. There's a side condition. There are certain side conditions. One side condition is that he has to be physically healthy. If he's not physically healthy, he won't be able to tolerate the experience. Another side condition is he has to be besimcha. Like the Gemara says, the divine presence can only reside in an environment that's besimcha. But if the inyan of simcha, by simcha's basis shu'eva, and its relationship to nevuah was a side thing, in other words, you know, really the kayach of nevuah comes because of the person's personal achana, and there's a side condition, there's a tonight, there's a condition that has to be besimcha. So you're going to call simcha's basis shu'eva, simcha's basis shu'eva, because this is a place of where that side condition of nevuah has checked that box. It sounds like no, that there was a certain kayach by simchas b'seh she'eva, that even maybe people that were maybe unworthy in the normal mahalach of nevuah ruach hakodesh, they would get it because of simchas b'seh she'eva. But maybe that's the pshat over here. V'novi l'vav chachma. In other words, the inner simcha ad kedei kach, that it gets all the way to the feet in a way that is that the person puts their, you know, sort of status to the side and allows themselves to really be besimcha, which is exactly what happened by Simcha Space Sheva, where you had the Hamoinam was celebrating, that's okay. But then the who was really dancing and going crazy, the tzaddikim. So that means that's an environment of people putting their, you know, ego and not whatever, putting their status to the side and allowing themselves to be besimcha ad kedei kach, that the feet are uplifted. Well, the feet is nevuah. The heart means the knowledge, the inner knowledge that the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you know, knows secrets of the universe. When there's a situation of simcha, ad kedei kach, where there's humility and the person is not allowing themselves to be inhibited because of their ego and things like that, which is exactly what simcha's beis hasheva was. Then what becomes activated is the kayach of nevuah, which is the feet, and it becomes connected to the heart and the information of liba lepuma legalia, what the heart can't communicate to the mouth, the navi levav chachma, the heart is then able to communicate it to the feet, right? Which is what nevuah is. So shemisham shavim recha kodesh, pshat is that by the simchas beis hasheva, it was a unique kayach to nevuah. It wasn't just checking the secondary condition of simcha, which usually needs to be checked anyway. This was a unique kayach of nevuah, simply because and through the simcha. So that's the nevuah of chachma. The zeharikud shemala raglo b'kol pam, and that's the dance that you're, that dancing itself means that the feet are being picked up. That's what dancing is. So he says like this, Ukushlamitaira Shaisa mitzvah, the kol kach simcha, when a person learns or does a mitzvah with such joy, Shasimcha negas ad raglo, that the simcha reaches the feet, like we've been saying. Umalas raglo lamala, and then the feet are uplifted. So bizer nisalam kol toimche deraisa. So now what we're gonna see in the rest of the piece basically is that Rav Nachman goes on to explain that any other anything else in the world or whatever in Yiddishkeit that's associated with feet is uplifted through simcha. Like that's the nekuda. Like that's the model. That's the model. The model is that through simcha feet are uplifted. So what does it mean feet to be uplifted? So until now he's given the example of nevuah, that the koyach of nevuah, which maybe is remaining dormant without simcha, and it's sort of, you know, the information of the heart is not getting to the feet because they're disconnected from each other. Well, simcha uplifts the feet to the heart, v'novi lav chachma, so another person becomes a navi and a zaycha to anyanim, and that's simcha's basis sheva. But now other examples of any other things that are associated with feet that are uplifted through simcha. So he gives an example like this, that when a person is besimcha and the feet are uplifted, so there's another thing which is negeya to feet, which is compared to feet, and that's tam chidarai, so those that support Torah. So he says, "Bezenis alam kol tamcha deraisa." When a person is mechazik their inyan of simcha shel mitzvah, then that's a skula to uplift those that support Torah. Maybe it's the person himself, maybe it's other neshamas that are connected to the person. But there's an inyan, the kayach of uplifting tamcha deraisa. So what does it mean to uplift them? I don't know. I mean, it could be on all levels that they should have more parnasa. They should have just an ali and their own avodas Hashem. Whatever it means to be uplifted. He doesn't give any particular, I don't think any particular examples, but any aliyah for Tamcha Deraisa that's connected to any avodah of Simcha Shel Mitzvah is where it gets to the feet is going to be mechazik that inyan. Shehem nem kroyim samchik shayt. Just like the feet connected to Netzach and Hoyt were associated with Nevuah, there, it's also associated with those that support Torah. Samchik shayt, the Zohar calls Netzach and Hoyt the supporters of truth, just like the feet support the body. So Tiferes, for example, is the meat of Yaakov Avinu, that's Torah. So the Netzach and Hoyt, which support the body, that's Samchik Shait, those that support the truth, that's Tamcha Deraisa. So Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which takes the feet and connects it to the heart, and connects it, you know, which maybe that's the idea of like, maybe that's, you know, if the heart corresponds, which is Tiferes, which is Yaakov, which is Torah itself, so Samchik Shait, which is Netzach and Hoyt, the supporters of Torah, maybe the Aliyah of the supporters of Torah is that they should be able to learn themselves, right? That they should be more hatzlach in their avodas Hashem. It shouldn't just be this like disconnect of like, you know, that person learns and I just support them and I have satisfaction in that. But no, but maybe the oiris of Torah, they themselves should be able to be more hatzlach, be matzlich in learning, and they should be able to derive some, the learning they're supporting should invigorate them as well. Because we know that there's a klal. I mean, this going a little bit on the side, but we know it's a klal that there's a certain chias that as a male, as a woman is not like this, but for a male, a certain chias that Torah learning brings. And mitzvahs, even people that their shorash hanesham is more mitzvahs as opposed to learning. But at the end of the day, learning has a way of being a battery, of like really giving a yid chias. So if a person's learning themselves, then great. But sometimes when a person supports and gives tzedakah towards Talmid Chachamim and helps in learning, so that could also create a bond where the chias and the sort of the energy source to keep a person moving along, you know, which is through Torah, could somehow filter down to the feet. But when, but that connection might be a little bit weak because the heart, which is Torah, right, Beis is Bracious, Lamed is Lane Kol Yisrael, the heart, Lev. So the heart, that is Torah, which is Yaakov Avinu, the torso, is supported by the feet, but there could be a little bit of a disconnect. But through the Avayit, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, where the feet is Navi Levav Chachma, where the feet, the Simcha of the heart, right, is then connected to the feet, and the feet is uplifted to the heart. So now, as a school to that, so now the iris of Torah and the chias of Torah is then able to filter in a very, very strong way to connect deeply to the feet, to those that are supporting it. So even without, let's say, shtaris of Yisachar Zvul, you know, it automatically can create that connection. So he says, "Shem Nekorim Sachar." V'zeh Pirush, that's the meaning of the pasuk in Yishai. It's tzedek yikareihu l'raglai. That tzedek is called to the feet. What does that mean? Gitar v'mitzvah nekorim tzedek. Torah mitzvah is called tzedek. K'mo yishomer chachamei nuzal, tzedek tedaberu. You should speak tzedek, which is a reference to Torah. K'mo u'k'mo shakasu k'kol mitzvah tzedek tzedek, and all your mitzvahs are Torah. So again, tzedek yikareu l'ragloi means that the inyan of Torah and mitzvah, which is again the heart itself, which is Torah, and Torah is not Torah unless it's also with mitzvah, so that inyan of Torah mitzvah is connecting to the feet, and that'll bring chias to samchik shoyt, those that support Torah as well. So that's another aspect of feet being uplifted through simcha. Again, one was nevuah and ruach hakodesh, and the other one now is tamchik daraisa. Those that support Torah will also get a chias, okay, a very, very deep chias from the Torah as well. Another point, gam hadibur hara nikoregel. Another thing that's also called feet that is uplifted through simcha is dibur ra, negative speech. K'mesh akasav leirogel al lashaynai. Right. So the word regel often is connected with speech that's damaging. Speech is now leirogel al lashaynai. Gamunasal, that's also uplifted. It doesn't mean that, therefore, a person's allowed to say Lashon Hara when they're Simcha Shel Mitzvah, but it means that maybe, again, it's not 100% clear what he means, but maybe he means that that damage that was done through, damage that was done through Lashon Hara and things like that, or in the Nefesh, things that's uplifted, that has a tikkun. So the specific aspect of the body, which is damaged, so to speak, through Lashon Hara, is connected to the feet. And so that is uplifted through Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Gam Adam Esal B'Mamnin, another thing that's uplifted through Simcha Shel Mitzvah that it gets to the feet, is a person's financial standing, a person's mamon. Haneko Regel, it's also called Regel. Mm-hmm. It says in Pasuk, Ves Hayikum Asher B'Raglehem, that their wealth, their possessions that were by their feet. So feet, again, just like the example of Tamche Deraisa, so feet like supports a person. So a person's finances are also connected to the feet. So again, that's also uplifted through Simcha Shel Mitzvah, again, when it gets all the way to the feet. Gam kol ha-madrega sa-tachtoinis. So the bekitzer, any low madrega, any part of a person's avodas Hashem, a person's life that's low, that until now they have a hard time getting themselves out of that mud, you know what I mean, to get themselves out of it. So any part of themselves that's stuck in a low madrega, that's called raglayim. So nis'alam ha-ide simchas Torah u-mitzvahs, that becomes uplifted through simchas Torah and simchas ha-mitzvahs. Like it says in Pasuk, Tzedek Yikru L'Raglai. Again, Shatar V'Mitzvah Heim Koyrim L'Mayla Eseilo Madrigas Atachtan is Tzedek. No, it's Torah Mitzvahs. But Simcha, Koyrim was Yikru L'Raglai, call the feet. They uplift that part of a person which is called the Raglaim. V'zeo Shomer Chachmeinu Zuchan L'Vroch, and that's also what Chazal say, that Misha Ein Loibonim, if a person needs to have children, so yisamach es ishta b'dvar mitzvah, they should be mesamech their wife in the mitzvah peru revu. Ki isha, so what's the connection between the two things? So he says, ki isha nikris regel. A wife is also called a regel. K'mesha kasav, ragli chasidav yishmar. Ragli chasidav yishmar. So that's a reference to a person's wife. The feet of a chasid is protected. There's a shmira. That's referring to the wife of a chasid. Nimsa, Shaideya Simcha again. So that's the model. When there's Simcha Shel Mitzvah, feet, and it's again in a Arkadei Kach with Chochm and so on, that it gets to the feet, then feet is uplifted. Nimsa Shaideya Simcha, who Maila Umakashur is Lubchinas Tzedek. So it means, like we said, like in that Pasuk, Tzedek Yikreihu L'Raglai. Tzedek Yikreihu L'Raglai. The regal, when it's being uplifted, when it's being called, it's connected to the Madrega of Tzedek. What does Tzedek mean? So again, in the previous interpretations, tzedek meant the point of the heart. It meant Torah and mitzvah. So tzedek, the madrega of Simcha Shel Mitzvah and Simcha of Torah, is Yikrei L'Raglai, uplifts the feet. But now he says a little bit of a different aspect. Umayla Makasha is b'chinas tzedek, that the raglayim, which is the isha, is uplifted and makusher to the madrega of tzedek. Hanikra hei. Tzedek, also in the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisveri, is associated with the last letter of Hashem's name. Last letter of Hashem's name. That's the side of Tzedakah. Tzedakah is connecting the word Tzedek with the letter Hey. That's the meaning of Tzedakah. So it's the Kut, the Kavanis. So the letter Kuf and Hey are very similar, right? The only thing is that the Kuf has a longer leg. So the elongated leg of the letter Kuf corresponds to feet that are stuck in the mud, that are stuck in a low place. So the avodah of tzedakah, the Arizal says, is to uplift that leg that's stuck, the raglayim, the regal of the kuf that's stuck in a low place, and to uplift it, and to turn it into a hay. And that's tzedek hay. And that's tzedakah. That's the word tzedakah. So the word tzedek, the avodah is to connect it to the hay. So he says, Vishom Ikar Azera. Now the letter Hey of Hashem's name is connected to children. K'mesha Kosev, as it says, Hey Lechem Zora. Here is your seed. That's Yosef Tzadik said that. Hey Lechem Zora. Vagam Bro Kara Davu. Also the Gemara says, a child is the leg of the father. So you see that a leg, the raglayim, when it's not stuck in a low place, when it's healthy and well, like the letter Hey, so it's connected to children. So he says that's the idea. So when a person, again, is tzedek yikreihu l'raglav, right? When there's Simcha Shel Mitzvah and the feet are uplifted, that's the ending of the letter kuf, which means a regal that's too low down. right? Now it's uplifted to become the letter Hey. So that has, that carries with it a skula of having children, of where the regal, which is the Isha, which was until now the letter Kuf, and sort of not, when the regal is in the form of a Hey, that's Hey Lecham Zara. But if the regal is disconnected and not uplifted enough, right? It's too low down, then that's a letter Kuf. And so that's the Avodah through Simcha Shel Mitzvah, where the feet are being Nis'ala, where the feet are uplifted, that basically takes the letter Kuf and turns it into a Hey, which is a school for having children. That's Hey Lechem Zara. And that's the Kayach of Tzedakah as well. So he says, Gam Amuna Nikris Regel. Amuna, faith, is also called Regel. K'maisha Amru, Rabbi Zinah, Zerchon Levracha, like Chazal say, Bach Havakuk, V'hemid an Alachas, that Havakuk comes and puts all of Yiddishkeit on one pillar. So you see that, which is Amuna, Tzadik v'Amuna Seyichya. So means Amuna is being described as a pillar that everything stands on, like a foot, like a leg, like the feet. So Vayter, Simcha Shel Mitzvah, uplifting the feet, has a way of b'mechazik one's Amuna itself. V'chein kol advar manikrim regel nesam. Anything that you find in Yiddishkeit that's associated with a regel through Simcha that reaches all the way to the feet, that in of regel is uplifted. And that's the way. Those are the examples that he gave. Through Nevua, Tamchei Deraisa, those that support Torah, the Kayach of Dibur, to be able to speak properly. Speech is also related to feet, that a person should be able to say good words and not have damage done because of words. Having children as well, having Amuna, all these things that are related to feet, they're Nis'ala through that. And that's the meaning of Sukkos. The whole eating of Sukkos, you know, because the Rambam, for example, says Simchas Beis HaSheva, so there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, it's famous, the machlokes, what the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaSheva was about. Rashi says, which is a simple Pashan the Bavli, it's because of the mitzvah of Nesach HaMayim. It's a yearly mitzvah, and that was done. Simchas, that's a, the Rambam says no, the Rambam says that the eating of Simchas Beis HaSheva was the joy of Sukkos. It's the yontif of Sukkos. The Simachta Bechagech was an increased simcha. So what's the increased simcha of Sukkos? Well, that's the thing of Sukkos. Sukkos is ba'as becha garn chamit vecha, that you take the psilis, the chaff, and all the leftover stuff from the harvest, which is thrown on the floor. That's raglei yordis mavis, that the feet are now thrown into the garbage dump. It's just a waste. But they're nis'ala, they become uplifted on Sukkos, they become the schach. So the whole thing of Sukkos is to take that which is all the way on the bottom and to make it part of the Iker experience. That there's nothing to just be left on the floor. And so that's in your Sukkos, the simcha of taking that which is raglayim and bringing it up and taking the extended foot of the kuf and shortening it to become a hay. And that's that itself is the avodah of simchas. So that's simchas Torah. That's the Simachta Bechagecha. Okay, Bez Hashem. Tak we should be zeichet to go into Sukkos b'simcha b'tov leivav and be zeichet to all the madrigas that come from it. Shkaya.